Gemara asks, v'im toima, tapakuf samach dalet, v'im toima, he could ask, moichak, v'choizro moichak, that neighbor churi he erased once and erased a second time. The Rosh Bam says, v'haloi, choizro moichak es ashtar, v'zayif, v'chas misadi, maybe he erased the shtar a second time, and he wrote over again, and he wrote in four strings. So Gemara says, ein adoima nimchak pamachas, we're not afraid of that. We could tell a difference if something was erased once or was erased twice. So if we know it was erased once, so we know about it. Not to be afraid that the person would erase it a second time and write over new conditions in the shtar, that we're not afraid about. Because we can tell a second mechike was erased a second time, and that's mechike that we could tell. So more still is, v'leichesh, let's be afraid though, Dilma shad yadiyusa amokim edim nekora. Maybe this person, first, he put some ink, he made some blotted spots on the place where the edim are going to sign, and he erased it. So that place was erased once. Now later, the chihoda mochak lelahai, when the edim themselves saw where they erased this place, really heavily edi v'edi, nimchak shtei pomim. It comes out really that the place of the Edim was erased two times. And now the place of the Shtar was only erased once so far. So we have to be afraid the Leiva now will come and erase the Mukkam of the Shtar and write it over. And now it'll look equal, it'll look like both of them were erased two times. So let's be afraid for this. So when it says, Amr Abaye, Abaye says, Ksav Arab, the Rav holds, Ein Edim Chos Malala Machak, Elim came nimchak b'fnehim. Edom won't do that. Edom won't sign on a place that's mochak, that's erased, unless they saw it done in front of them. Therefore, they have to see exactly what happened. As Rishbam says, Elim came nimchak b'fnehim, v'yimiru mokim chesimosim mishuna, b'nechikim in elyoin le'yichosmu. And therefore, they'll see right now that something's fishy going on here. That the place where they're signing was erased. But the rest of the Mokum Nishtar was not erased. So in such a case, the Edom won't sign in the first place. So therefore, we're not afraid that the Leva will go erase it a second time. Nesra, I have a question like this. It says, Hu ala niyor, the Shtar itself was written on a piece of paper. Fi Edom ala machak. And the Edom signed on a part that was erased. It's kosher. So the Gemara is in such a case, if so, the Nechesh, why are we afraid? Dilma mochak lei, the cost of Madaboy, maybe now the Leiva will go and erase the rest of the Shtar and write over on it what he wants to. And now it will look very good. It will look as if the Edim and the Ksivas Shtar were both written on the same type of a paper. So if you're telling me now that the Edim on the Mechak and the Shtar on a regular piece of paper is kosher, we should be afraid. Skumar says no. The Ksiv Yochid has to be written like this in the Shtar. Anachno Sadi Chosamno Amechako V'shtora Kosov Amir The Kasveir. It has to be written inside the Shtar carefully. It's written clearly that the Edim write and say, we tak a sign on the part that was erased. But you should know the Shtar itself is written on a plain piece of paper. It's not erased. Therefore, if the Leiva later goes on and erases that, so then we'll be able to tell that something happened. Because it's written in the Shtar clearly that the Shtar itself was written al amir, not on any type of eraser. So Mori asked the kasha now, but the Ksiva Hecha, where do we write this piece of information in the Shtar? If you write this in on the bottom of the shtar, that the shtar was written on a near and only the Edom signed on a mechak, so Mr. Kasha, guy is late. Listen, the Leva could erase it, could just cut it off. If he did it on top, he could erase that also then. So how does it help? The fact is written inside the shtar exactly how it was done, so what? The Leva lady could erase that or cut it off. So Mr. says no. It was written in between the signature of one aid and the next aid. So there you can't erase it, you can't rip it off. So therefore the shtar is kosher. even though the shtar itself was written on a plain piece of paper, only the chsit nesaidim is al machak, but still it's kosher. For Timori Hochi is so a nesaifa. What does the sefer say?
Yeah, in the sefer it says, hu al machak, if the shtar was written on the machak, on the erased part. The yedov al hanir, and the yedim signed on the regular piece of paper, on the regular part that wasn't erased yet, so then it says posel. Then the locher is posel. The question is why? Am I posel? Hochinam, in this case also, let's say the same thing. The nichtavu hocho, let it write, let them write down, let the yedim write in the shtar. Anachnu sado chosam noal niyor, us the yedim, we signed on the plain piece of paper. But the shtar amachoko, but the shtar itself was written on the mechak, like on the race part. See, if you write this on the shtar, so why is it posel then? So Mara says, Hashtanami. So Rashbam explains the mitzvah Hashtanami means Chayz, now also means Chayzer Roy Dumeichik Umazayef. He'll again go and erase it and add in other things into it. So Mara says, why? Mara says, Mishanarai, Maya Marta, our Gersha should be Maya Marta. What do you want to say? Moichik, Chayzer Moichik, he's going to erase and erase and again. Marta, but you really said, we can tell the difference whether it was only erased one time or being erased two times. So why does the sefer say it's possible again? If you tell them now, we're talking about the cases where it's written in clearly exactly how it was written, so why should it be possible in the sefer? So my answer is, Hani milehecho dechasi misadi yamechoko. That's only when the Eidim themselves signed on the Mechak. If the Eidim signed on the erased part, but in the case of the Sefer, where the Eidim did not sign on the erased part, but they only signed on the near, on the regular piece of paper, loyadi, then they do not know. Then you can't tell. Hashbam explains like this, so Mishani Wiensa, Hani Milihechi Dechas Misadi Al Mechak, where the Yedim signed on the erase part. Kivin Shiesh Shnei Minim Chokim, this two type of erasing, Bishtar Echod, Zeitzelze, Yochol Hakim Minim Chok Yesim Chaberoi. If they're both like erased, then you could tell which one's erased more than the other. But over here, where the Yedim signed on the near, so we can't tell anything about the Mechak, then we're afraid maybe something will be erased more than it was erased before. But the Gemara asks why? Let's take another shtar then. Take another Megillah. Take another shtar. V'limchak, and erase it. V'libme, and let's see exactly how many times it was erased. So this shtar, even though it was written on the Mechak, what are you afraid maybe erased the second time? Again, we should be able to tell the difference whether it was erased one time or not. Yes, Gemara says, Loidomi Mechoka, the high Megilta, the Mechoka, the Megilta. No, you can't tell the difference between two different stars. Each star looks different. The erasement on this star looks different than the erasement of another star. For the Gemara, though, the Lekabloi, Lechasimus Yedei Desadi, Bevei Dino, let's be Mechabel, first of all, let's take the Chasimus of the Edim, and be mekabel them, like be mekayim them in Bezdin, v'limchok, and let's erase it then. And then v'libnoi, and then we'll see exactly the shtar, how many times it was erased. Like, let's erase this shtar also a second time now, to see exactly if the writing of the shtar was erased or not. So Moshe says, Amar Rav Oishiyo, ein adoyma nimchak ben yoymoi, leninchak ben shnei yomim. No. If you wait a day in between, also you can't tell. The way you erase it today and the way you erase it tomorrow, you can't tell the difference. It's not so nikkas, therefore you can't tell if it was erased one time or erased two times. So Gemara is v'lishia, abazel, let's wait. Let's wait with this mechik also another day. So there'll be equal time in between the two erasings. So Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yirmiyo, Chashina no, still were afraid. Lebezdin toy, the Beit Hamedrash will make a mistake. Like to make such a test, to have to erase another shtar and wait a day to erase this one, to make sure it's erased exact same time, we're afraid maybe Bezdin will not know all these alochas and not come to use it. Therefore, that's why the Sefer says it's possible that tu ala mechak v'yeda v'ala nir, in such a case, remains a possible. There we can't tell. They were afraid maybe he raced it a second time and was a nezayif and rode in whatever he wanted to. Now the Gemara says that Rebbe Chanina ben Gamliel loymeh mekusher. It says in the Mishnah that Rebbe Chanina ben Gamliel says by Ishtam mekusher, that he says in the Mishnah that the Edim, if they signed inside it, is kosher. Even though they're supposed to sign outside, but if they sign inside, still the Ishtar is kosher. Because you can make a get mekusher into a get poshet. You could open it up, you can make it into a poshet. Sumer says, Hey Shiv Rebbe, Vedibri Rebbe Chanina ben Gamliel, Rebbe answers, like Rashbam says, Shomer, he says, mekusher yochol asayse poshet. So Rebbe says back to this, no, v'haloi, ein adoyme.